The National Trust property here at Mottisfont Abbey really is a perfect location for our BBC Radio Solent Beehive, part of Be Part of It. But just around the corner from the famous walled rose garden here, it's currently under construction. Beekeeper and our bee buddy, Andrew Cutler-Davis, is hard at work.
This is the hive floor, or the hive stand, which has the mesh floor and the entrance, the lighting board. The next thing to go on is the lift, which has the porch out the front. We then have the brood box, which has the frames, and that's where the queen will be. On top of that, we have the queen excluder. The top of there will go however many supers we end up with, and that's where the honey will be. And this is where they'll start their new home.
So when the bees arrive at the end of this month, what's the process of getting them into their new accommodation?
I will take all the frames and brood box and everything else off and just plonk them on the floor. Leave them overnight, possibly. Obviously open them so they can come and go and get used to their new site, reorientate themselves, and they'll probably have a little flight around outside the front.
And enjoy their new home, which is literally a few feet away from probably one of the finest gardens in England, Mottisfont's Rose Garden. If you're a bee, is this heaven on earth, basically?
It will be at certain times of the year. I noticed, actually, I checked my own bees, and literally right behind me is a field of oilseed rape, which is something they would kill for. They are absolutely obsessed with it. But we'll see. It'll be interesting to see when they actually get here what they will prefer.
Now, this beehive is also being fitted with a bee cam. Kevin Baby is a natural history cameraman, and he's looking after the technology, hoping the bees won't be camera shy.
The real exciting stuff is going to happen inside, and we've got a special camera for that. It records in the dark, because obviously there's no light inside. The reason why we use infrared is that the bees can't actually see red. What they do is they see in ultraviolet, so they have a very different world from what we're used to seeing. There's also a microphone on it, because apparently, according to many scientists, that the bees actually communicate with each other by making little clicks and little sounds and so on. So we're hoping that possibly we can capture some of that. Around behind the back of the hive, there will be like a visitor centre where you can go in and you can see on a big screen live pictures coming straight from inside the hive.
Visitors will be able to get a real insight into bee behaviour. Honeybees really are vital for countryside areas like Mottisfont. Here's Dylan Everett from the National Trust.
Yeah, the honeybees had a particular bad year in 2008 and 2009 when 20% of the population seemed to dip due to the bad weather. As well as that, we've got a colony collapse disorder and other viruses and parasites that come about. A lot of the fruit you eat and obviously the plants that you see around you all intrinsically linked to the bee. So yeah, really important to try and save such an essential animal for our local environment.
All being well, the bees will be arriving here at their new home towards the end of this month. Hopefully their arrival should cause quite a buzz. This is Stephen Stafford for BBC Radio Solent at Mottisfont Abbey.